there was never in two daughters-in-laws were Church of Christ. They have reared their children in the Methodist Church. They are Christian. There was never one feeling or anything. My mother said, be careful to never say that word Camelite.
What does that mean?
Well, it's just they believed in, if you're not immersed, you can't go to heaven. Now, we are baptized, but they think you should be immersed. Now, our church will immerse. If you want it done, Roy's oldest brother was immersed.
Yeah.
Put under, in the water.
Yeah, but that word you use,
Camelite. That's what they used to, but Mother said don't ever say that.
I've never heard that. Though.
Well, they used to call them, they say it's the Church of Christ now, but it used to be, people called them Camelites, and even some of them, Camelites. And John Wesley was the starter of the Methodist Church, and it's just, this was some Camel, I believe it was, that organized this Camelites, and they used to call them that, but my mother said, don't never let that word escape your lips.
Yeah.
To ever say that. And they are Christian, these, my brothers who married these girls are just lovely people, but religion was never argued in our home.
Okay, you go to church to worship
God.
Okay, and the preacher preaches a
sermon.
Okay. And the choir and the organist provide the
music. I always sang in the choir till I got this. I doubt if I'll ever anymore from a child. I sang alto, went to singing schools for months at a time and things like that. But I don't feel like, I didn't always talk like this till I was in the wreck. I don't know what it is, but I'm hoarse all the time.
Okay, if you really like the music, you might say, oh, that music is just
beautiful.
Okay. And, say you had to change a flat tire on the way to church one Sunday morning. You might say, oh, church is going to be over. What?
Before we get there.
Okay. And the enemy of God is called the
devil.
Okay. Any other names?
Satan.
Okay. What would you say to children was going to come get them if they...
We were going to be late or not going?
Yeah. No, I mean, if children were misbehaving, you'd tell them that the...
This was God's house, and we must be quiet and reverent and think of God and talk to them that way. I took a course inside child psychology, not having any children. I wanted to know really about them, and I did that. We taught, I was in there 13 years, and in that time, we were the only Gold Seal Beginners Department in the whole Tennessee Conference, and I had a part in that, and I was always so grateful that I did have a part in helping mold little lives to start out, you know, the beginning, and to understand the child, and for them to understand you.
Yeah. Okay, but, I'm not talking about some in church necessarily, but just if children are misbehaving,
well,
I say, now if you don't watch out, what is going to get you?
Boogerman, we must do that. That's not nice to do that. I have probably said that, but I try to reason and say, and you make me feel bad when you do that. We shouldn't do that. You mustn't fuss at a child. You can do more, I think, in being kind and understanding and like that of children. And we had more children playing in our yard, I guess, through the years. But since I've been sick, there's never one thing changed. And you know, kids can be destructive. I have a sister-in-law. She says, well, Belle, I've called the law to keep them out of my yard. Why? I love the children, and they love me, seem like, and Roy both. We understood them, and they understood us. And our home was the children's home. They've grown up being in our home and doing the sweet things that we appreciated so much. And I am here, a grandmother.